Hello and welcome to Thrive in Your Body, Life and Business podcast. I'm Amy Hayes and today I'm super excited to be bringing on one of my clients who has been on a health and weight loss journey, but her story is absolutely worth chiming in on. She is halfway to her goal, down an 11.5 kilo, but the reason I wanted her on is because of the groundwork she'd done first with the inner world, with the mindset work, with the unlearning and relearning before the weight loss started coming off very easily. So please let us know that you've watched this, screenshot it, share it on your social media. I'm sure many of you will resonate with Jenna's journey, and I'm so happy to welcome Jenna on today. Enjoy. Questions.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on here. I am a mum of two boys. I have a husband who's a farmer and a shearing contractor. I grew up in Southland in New Zealand, but I now live in the UK.
It looks so amazing over there at the moment.
It is. We're just coming into spring, so yay for some sun contractor. So we employ lots of staff that help us with our shearing season here in the summertime. We're heading into a really busy season, and I've actually gone back rouseying for this summer. So I haven't done that for 12 years because I've been at home with the boys.
Yeah.
And Ian doesn't shear full time anymore, so he's just running the show these days.
Yeah.
It's been really fun.
So cool. And we were just discussing before I hit record about, because you've lost 11.5 kilo, how you've found it a little bit easier to do the, what's it called? Rousing. I had it right the first time. So, and that's really cool too, because we did touch on that. It's easier for you now and you're feeling really good, like in yourself, not just because of the weight loss, but other things.
Yeah, physically and mentally, I just feel so much better doing the job.
Yeah,
waking up so much better, more energy, feel amazing.
Do you know something I do for some of my clients, you know, in person, if they've lost a bit, you know, because sometimes you forget how maybe heavy you felt emotionally and physically. And if I've lost 10 or 20 kilo, I'll give them, like, if you go and pick up a 10 kilo dumbbell and walk around with that for a little bit, you're like, oh, how the hell, or do step up for a little something, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, that this is actually quite heavy, you know, so you can imagine how lighter and brighter you would feel. So I've got some questions here for you so that we can really paint a picture for people listening. We're going to actually share how you have lost weight, but it's not only about the weight loss, right? This is about so many shifts that you've had. So what is the biggest transformation that you feel like you've had in your body, in your life, like overall from, so we've been working together, actually, I'll say that now. First, we've been working together since September in 2021. So it's not been a fast, quick fix journey whatsoever, but can you share with us what the biggest transformation you've felt that you've had from then to now?
It has to be my confidence. It is just through the roof. And actually, a lot of that time has been spent working on the inside, on all the inner work, creating all those daily habits, routines, no more falling off the wagon anymore. And actually, I've only just lost the weight in the last 6 months. To be honest, it's actually coming off quite quickly because I've got all those really strong foundations from having you, working with you for the last 18 months prior to that.
Yeah, and we did one-on-one work, which means we had message support, we had calls, not every week, but like we had calls every, 8 weeks or so, and weekly check-ins and all of that. And the message support I find really helpful, and I know during those foundational times that we were working so much on your mindset and the ups and down and the all arounds roller coaster ride that it is with thoughts like diet culture and again, same thing, like inner work, people don't quite understand what it was. So do you recall any things in particular that we kind of worked through, how you used to behave, think and feel, and that we work through in those one-on-one sessions and doing the inner work.
Yes, absolutely. It was like having you in my back pocket was like my best friend that I could just turn to, because of trying to juggle mum life and juggle a business and juggle farm life. It is such a roller coaster, and every week there's something different. And I was finding I was stuck in yo-yo dieting, diet mentality. So I was restrictive, restrictive, restrictive. And then I would fall off the wagon and go on a binge, or I couldn't get back on the wagon. Yes. And I was like that, repeating that cycle for such a long time. And then when I started working with you, when I was having those like problems, I could message you and say, Amy, right, this is what's happening. This is what's coming up. What can I do to stop that? Or how can I help myself? And we would look at just the smallest little thing that I could do the next day to get back into routine.
Yeah, and I think that's important, as the small things are the ones that matter, because we've got to expect the hiccups and the road bumps to come. We feel like we're falling off, but we're also reframing your mindset all in those times and having those gentle reminders, or sometimes not so gentle reminders, you know. Like, and it feels really hard, and I've done my own healing journey too, so I resonate with you guys doing it. It's actually so hard to reframe your thoughts, but that's where we can start to change our behaviors, right? So, you know, we've had tears, we've had laughter, we've had, I don't know what's wrong with me, we've done inner child stuff, we've, you know, really reframed your inner critic, you know, all of that kind of stuff through that foundational piece before the weight started coming off. And I think that's really important, that work feels really hard at the time.
Oh, so hard. There was so many bumps along the way, and I never thought I would ever get to this position that I'm at now. And I remember saying to you, the goal is always just to lose 10 kgs. 10 kgs, when will I ever get to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been hard figuring out and getting a good routine and good habits every day to get to where I am now, and that I will continue forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I find in the last 6 months you've really, really nailed daily habits, Like, and not like you didn't before, but it was just so hard to work out what they looked like for you without guilt, shame, frustration, you know, and closing the gap on how long you did or didn't participate in the habits you wanted to be doing. But that's all work, right, in practice. It takes practice to be where you want to be. And I think that's really big. And what you did, you never avoided those hard conversations and the, you know, and the honesty, that's something else, really honest about what you were truly thinking and feeling. And then we could work through it. We could figure out where it come from and work on the, how can you move forward from this? Like, what actions are you going to take?
Yes. And that's where I just felt so comfortable having you at the end of a message. And I could just be so open and honest, and you wouldn't, there was no bullshit with you either. You would say, right, try this, try that.
Yeah.
How can you fit this into your day? Because as a mum, you just understood too that for a long time, my personal health was always at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Everything came first, the kids, the house, everything. And I can remember saying to you, but I've got to do the housework. The house is a tip. I need to put washing on. I need to do the dishes. And you're like, Jenna, go and do 20 minutes, 20-minute walk, 20-minute workout.
Yeah.
And now I have totally reframed that.
Yes.
That, and just, I've got to go and do that for myself, and I know I'm still going to get everything else done.
Yes, and that's a big thing too, is I think you feel like you're going to be gone for 3 hours or something when you think of self-care or movement. I think in your mind it's like half your day is gone, but it's actually such a small piece, but you feel so good and accomplished afterwards. And you're probably more productive at the other stuff that we're doing anyway, because you've filled your cup up, you've raised your energy, you've raised your vibe. Mentally, you feel better afterwards, instead of all of those things being a drag, or you're resenting doing those things because you didn't have time to work out because you're doing the things, you know. And you've got to flip the switch on your way of thinking, your perception of all of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and something else there was working out that schedule that actually worked for you. Remember, like trying to figure out what time of the day, and it seems basic to do that, but I actually do that a lot with clients. Like, it's figuring out that schedule that's going to actually work, and sometimes that takes a tiny bit of trial and error.
It does. And having the planner now with you, we created that habit that every Sunday I would sit down, plan out my week, plan out my workouts, plan out my meals, meal prep. And that has been an absolute game changer. Even if I have to pivot, like I've learned from you, pivot, and change. Yeah. And say I don't get my workout done in the morning because Ian needs my help, I can then work out in the evening. But yeah, I know I've got those four workouts in every week. Yes. And that I know what meals I'm having every week. And that's something I really was not doing prior to working with you.
Yeah. And so in the past, things may not have gone well. Can you clearly see now the difference of what you weren't doing then versus now?
Yes.
For it to actually come to fruition and be consistent?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just chasing my tail in a constant circle of rushing here, rushing there, not prioritizing myself and amongst family life and business life. So, yeah, definitely.
And the tangible things that you worked on as well was tangible, meaning like you did decide, I do want to do strength training because I enjoy it. And you liked having a walk that didn't have time or limitations on it. It was just there. Some of it was a catch up with your husband, you know, and there was no rules around it having to look a certain way. And
I always thought I could go and work out for an hour, spend an hour, but no rules of attachment.
We worked out what worked for you as an individual and what you enjoyed. And then also the same with nutrition, you know, we worked with the food you actually eat, and then we modified that to be a little bit more according to your goals and balanced and working on all of that. So the three big pillars, of course, is movement, mindset, and what you're eating and your nutrition. And we just made little changes that were tangible and helped you. Like we tracked for a tiny amount of time, but we haven't even done that. And now you're 11.5 kilos down. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I felt like on my journey, I had to get the movement. That was the easy part for me. Yeah. I had to get that nailed. And then I could, obviously, and the mindset work was going alongside that. And then I could, once I had those good foundations of those two things, I could then really focus on the nutrition, which I've actually really focused on in the last 6 months.
Yes.
And you've helped me so much. We ate as a family really well anyway. Lots of homegrown produce. But it was just making those little tweaks and little changes to my meals that have helped so much.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because you don't have to be doing a diet you never would have eaten. You work with what you're doing and you change the little things, like less of this, more of that, more colour. And now I think you've nailed that so well too. And yeah, like the 11.5 kilos is coming off and you're a consistent as and you're literally thriving. So and I think that's really important. It's those small changes. But the small changes are relevant to you, not anyone else necessarily. Like we can teach and coach on all sorts of things, but you have to have that, you know, individualized, the changes done small and that are perfect for you to be able to adhere to it.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And keep doing it. So what did you find the most challenging aspect of when it comes to changing behaviors, habits? And then how do you felt like the most challenging thing, how do you feel like you worked through and overcome it?
It was so hard at the beginning and I thought, how am I ever going to get to this position? But honestly, I couldn't have done it without your help and having you and being involved one-to-one with you and in your Thrive program.
Yeah.
And also the other thing was just, I was always trying, I was in such an extreme yo-yo dieter that I was trying to drink 4 litres of water and survive on 1,200 calories, but yet we just took it right back to basics, the basic movement, the basic nutrition, the mindset, and slowly, slowly all of those things have built up over the last sort of 18 months to get to where I am now.
Yeah, and that's a really normal journey, 18 months, and you're 11. So, yes, we have worked together in Thrive in my mind-body membership community where you've got other women doing the same thing. We've got learnings. You've got me there. You've got the fitness app. You've got all of the trainings and the course and stuff. But we also did one-on-one, which I think is really cool for being able to work through the mindset dramas as they come up. But what I wanted to share here is that we haven't been one-on-one for 6 months, is it, or 4 months?
Yeah,
and you're still in Thrive, so you still get to be in my world and all of that. But with this weight loss that has come off now, from going from one-on-one into Thrive, you're still losing so much weight and it's consistently coming off. But that's really important to note that we did the work together that was really important for those months, 18 months or 12 months that we needed to. And the thing that you said at the start was you've gained so much confidence. And I remember you being a little bit worried that you couldn't do it without me. And that's something that a lot of clients get fear around. But I could see you had made those changes. I was like, you are going to rock it. And it nearly gives you more reason to keep going and keep thriving, because I'm believing you can do it without me. And you did. You built that confidence. And I think from that time, more and more and more, you started to trust yourself because you were seeing you can show up without the one-on-one stuff. And that's where I feel like so much of you has really blossomed, because of the confidence you gained knowing you can do this on your own. It wasn't me doing the fucking work. It was you doing the work. Yes, I support and help, but you're doing the work. And I think that confidence and self-trust building from stepping back from one-on-one and still being in the membership allowed you to really step up. And like, you are still going so strong. Do you feel like the same? That's what I've watched.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like when I stopped one-to-one but was still in Thrive, I have just week on week have built that self-trust and showing up for myself. Nobody can do it for me.
Yeah.
Like, as much as you can help me and give me suggestions, no one's can do the work. So
yeah.
Week on week is the motivation just kept growing, the confidence kept growing, the self-belief has kept growing.
Yeah.
And yeah, now I'm at such a good place.
Yeah, a real consistent place. And it's so good, like, you're sharing and motivating so many other people as well, which is so cool. So did you have any major struggles and setbacks along this journey in particular, and how did you deal with them? If you recall any, a few things I remember are your trip back to New Zealand. That was a little bit of a setback for you, where you got out of routine. And it's something I say is our healthy habits can stay with us wherever we are, you know. And that sometimes, you know, a lot of people stop when they go on holiday. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that time and then how we got you, you know, keep moving forward. And yeah, because you came back to New Zealand for a fair amount of time, wasn't it?
It was nearly 2 months.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant to finally be able to come home, but it was very, very unsettling for me on my journey. I was still so wobbly with those habits. And I mean, this was only in July last year.
Yeah.
I was so wobbly. I didn't have consistent daily habits like I do now. And I really just, I did just fall off the wagon while I was there.
Mm.
And there shouldn't have been any wagons, but no, I did.
Yeah.
And moving forward, I can just see I'm due to come home again at Christmas,
yeah.
But I can see how different it's going to be this time. I will still do the daily movement. I will still have those healthy, balanced meals. I will still make sure I'm a priority on the list.
Yeah, and it's not like you didn't try, because you did try, you know, you were implementing some things, but you're away a lot. But I think that again was a big turning point where you realized a certain, you know, certain environments weren't serving you to take care of you, and the roadblocks are, and this time coming back this time, you know what to look out for. You know that you need to establish how you're going to get your movement in and how you're going to, you know, keep doing the macro balance meals as well. So they're actually, it's not falling off a wagon. It's like learning lessons. And there was a lot of inner work that you were doing there with emotions attached to coming over, leaving your husband, seeing your family, then leaving them, going back. And, you know, so it was a real emotional journey through that period, I think.
And also, I can remember that feeling, and I don't ever want to feel like that again.
Yeah.
I was tired. I was sluggish. I was struggling, yes, emotionally and physically. and I took the boys skiing and I had to buy a bigger pair of ski trousers.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't even do them up. So I can just so vividly remember how I felt that trip home and knowing I never in my life want to feel like that again.
No, yeah. So in that contrast, you know what you don't want. So then you can implement things that support what you do want. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So what action like support systems did you feel most helpful for you to become consistent and confident, lose the weight? What kind of like, I know you're with me and with Thrive. What other things did you do as well to support that?
I really had to explain to my family and my husband how important this was for me to do. I think with farm life, and I think any woman listening that are a farmer's wife know how things can change during a day, how jobs can change, and we have to be able to pivot. So I had to be so strong in the beginning to say, I need this 45 minutes to go and do my workout. And I actually, I did have a personal trainer help me with a lot of the exercises too.
Yeah.
I needed him in the physical form. I had you with the mindset things, but I needed him too. And there'd be days that Ian would be like, but I just need you to help. And I'll be like, no, I'm going to go and do this. And then I will be there to support you as much
boundaries.
As I can.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is what I was really lacking.
Yes.
I would quite easily just drop everything and go off and do what needed to be done at my own detriment.
And then when you start setting boundaries and realizing that's what you need to do and then voicing them, then you do get the support. Sometimes you have to do it a few times before the person on the other end realizes you're not doing the same as what you used to do. You're not dropping everything. So, you know, and that can feel really hard, especially if it's someone really close to you. But the more you do it, the better you get at it, right? And then they become supportive because they've got choice.
Yeah. And Ian was so supportive in the beginning anyway. He knows how much this means to me, but it was having that boundary and now he can see it and he's like, oh no, you've got your training now, so that's fine, we'll do that afterwards.
But I
would explain to them, I have a little space over in one of the barns where I do my exercises now, and I'm just saying, I'm popping out there for half an hour, you can come and join me, or you know just wait until I'm back.
That's where I am. It takes practice to voice a boundary and practice for someone else to learn it as well. So, yeah, that's good. That support system is awesome. And you've got to be really clear about it. Yeah. Okay, so what other self-care practices have you utilized for your physical and emotional health to stay consistent? And I know we've talked about it a little bit, but is there any other self-care practices you're implementing to lose the weight and to stay, you know, with the habit change?
And also just having some time to slow my brain down.
Yes.
Prior to working with you, I was going to bed and I wasn't sleeping because my brain was just racing nonstop, thinking of all the jobs I need to do. And I think that's part of mum life as well. But really just taking 10 minutes, even if it's just to have a coffee sitting in the sunshine with my dog, or a quick walk, or if it's listening to a meditation on Insight Timer, that's another big consistent thing. Even if I don't do it every day, but that's really, really helped.
Really important, hey? And it's that connection to yourself as well. Like, important to slow that brain down, but also just have that time to reflect and self-connect. And again, that connection brings intuition, it brings strength, it brings courage, it brings confidence. And when you're at a happier space and you're not so stressed and you're doing those self-care things, then it's easier to stay consistent with healthy habits because you're happier in general. Yeah. So what's been your favourite part of this last 18 months, this journey compared to old journeys?
Well, obviously the weight loss is definitely the favourite part, but watching and feeling my confidence grow.
Yes.
So I haven't shared anything with my friends. Only Ian really knew and my mum knew about what I was doing behind the scenes. And I've finally started opening up. I've had the confidence to open up about the yo-yo dieting, about disordered eating habits,
about
just my struggles. I kept it so quiet.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually sharing a bit more of my life, and everybody's loving seeing it as well.
Yeah, and that's important too, because so many people don't share what's on their mind, but they don't realize so many other women are going through it or have been through it and can support and help. And when you're doing that, you're actually getting radically honest as well, and you heal so much when you're voicing it out loud. Like, it's not a secret anymore. This is what I thought. I don't anymore, so I can help you through it. So you've actually got an Instagram page, which is, and you're sharing your journey day in, day out, pieces of where you were to where you are now, the hows. And that is it's at jennas.journey.23 on Instagram. That's right, eh? And so do you want to tell us a little tiny bit about that, and then people can come and follow you on there and watch your journey, which might freak you out, but.
Well, I had my private page, but that had a lot of photos of my boys. And so this needed a separate identity. So ultimately it was for the weight loss and accountability for the weight loss. But it's kind of evolving into my everyday life, juggling farm life, motherhood, plus my personal weight loss journey, and just overall health and well-being.
Yeah.
And it's a really positive place. I'm quite honest. I will share when a week that I don't lose weight on it, and sort of reflect back on why that was happening. Just trying to be a little bit inspiring, knowing that other people out there are having the same struggles.
Yeah, and you're on your way to losing a 20 kilo goal, right? So you're over halfway. Yeah, so you're still sharing pieces of that, your nutrition, your movement, your life, and it is inspiring people, right? You're getting messages, and you were a bit afraid to do it, but you are really like overwhelmed and grateful for the messages you're getting in there.
Yes, and they're from people that I've known like my whole life but haven't been in touch with, or they're from people that I don't really know that well, and they're just saying we have the same struggles, and you're just really inspiring to get out there and make those changes.
And it does, it helps other people change because they see you doing it, it inspires them into action. That's what I love. I don't want to just inspire people, I want to inspire them into action. And that's what people like you and sharing your journey does. It's like, she can do it, I can do it. Gives them permission to work on themselves and to try it and do it and keep going.
And finding what works for them, that you can see what other people are doing, but then coming back to yourself and really finding what it is that you can do for you.
Yes, your own individual journey, 100%, because everyone's had different traumas, different disordered thinking, different disordered behaviors. Everyone's got a different lifestyle, so it can't be a cookie cutter approach. But it does all start from the inside and the mindset work, which is the hardest thing to explain, because it's not a diet or do this or eat that. It's working through those inner critic, the inner voices, and reframing a lot of that. What advice would you give to someone starting on their journey, or someone that was like yourself and has tried to be in their journey but not getting anywhere really? What's the biggest helpful thing for you, or that you would like to share?
Well, firstly, there's probably several parts to this answer.
Go for it.
Find a coach that really just gets it, understands how hard it is. But the bigger picture to the weight loss, like if I'd just gone to a PT, that would be great for the training, but it wouldn't have worked on all the inside. So find a team of people that will really support you in all the areas. Like having you, I just love it so much. You just inspire me every day. You understand motherhood and you've been on the journey yourself, so you know. But then also start with the small everyday habits, the everyday basic foundations to life, and don't try and do it all in one go and fall off the wagon like I did for so long.
Yeah.
Just start on the smallest steps.
Yeah.
And
get there eventually. And that's so good. Yeah. Two things as well I'd love to reply with is, I wholeheartedly believe, like I lost 30 kilo. I do live the life and I understand the hardness of it. You know, not naturally thin, genetics isn't on our side, you know, all of that stuff. And I think finding a coach that's
kind of gone through what you've going through as well is really helpful. And I'm not just saying that because I've done it, but I've had my own coaches before and I've chosen them wrong. Like I've had either really young ones that don't have kids or a male that doesn't fucking understand women, you know, and I think it's really important, or someone that's never lost weight in their life, like doing weight loss coaching, it's way more than textbook stuff. And if they've had experience, then it's going to help you a lot more because they've moved through it and they're educated, you know? So I do think that's a really good point. And it's exactly why I stopped personal training as much and started health coaching, because I couldn't get support the clients in those, you know, PT sessions. Yeah. So that's awesome. And that's the second piece of advice is really good. The small things, because you're in it for the journey, not just the outcome. Like after you lose your 20 kilo, you're going to still be wanting to maintain and work on something new. And, you know, like it's a journey, and one to two things, however you do it, has got to be sustainable, and you can't overhaul everything at once and sustain that. So your methods have to be sustainable, and habit change takes time. So especially identity shifting, you know, your inner world, your embodiment, your integrating things, it takes so long, longer than you would ever think.
Yeah, it does. And I really hope to anyone listening, they can see how long it has taken to get to this point where I'm at. And there's still more to go.
Yes.
But I just hope that you can really see how long it takes. It's not just a 6-week program that's promising you the next 20 kilo loss. It's a long process.
Yeah, that's 100% right. And I am opening the doors to Thrive again soon. And it's going to be 6 months, this one. I've never done this before, but for exactly this reason, because it has got to be a bit slower and a little bit different. So, yeah. Have you got any questions for me, Jenna, before we wrap up this?
Oh, no, just keep being your amazing self, please. And you just,
I totally will.
I just idolize you so much. And I'm so really grateful to finding you.
I honestly am so proud of where you've come, and being your coach has been so rewarding, because you're actually doing the work, the inner work. And now you've done the foundational hard stuff, and I'm so happy now it's starting to show for you physically as well, which is just, it's so cool to see. But like you said, that confidence pillar, that's fucking, you're thriving, literally thriving. And so if you're listening to this, go and check Jenna out. I will put her Instagram in the show notes. But thank you so, so much for coming on my podcast. I know it's a bit scary sharing your journey, but it is so inspiring and good to hear the reality of what it's like.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And that is a wrap. Thank you all so much for listening through to the end. Please, again, screenshot this, share your biggest takeaways with us, and go ahead and follow Jenna on her Instagram for more of her juicy goodness. And of course, I'm opening the doors to my Thrive Mind and Body coaching program in June. So also go and follow my social media so you can be the first to hear about that and have a journey similar to Jenna's. Thank you so much for being here, and have a fab day.